Mackey Motors tailgate rolling on here on 93.7 at KKRL. Of course, we're talking right now with our Weave Ahead football coach, Austin Stolk. The Rockets coming off a tough loss against a very good Boyer Valley team last week, 44-21, the final. Austin, you and I were talking during the commercial break here. First, thanks for joining us. Second, sounds like you guys found quite a few things on film that kind of helped lead to that loss last week.
Yeah, Jeff, thanks for having me. that was kind of an eye-opener for some of our guys to understand what winning football takes as far as physicality is concerned. Give Boyer Valley a ton of credit. They came into our place and they were ready to play football, and then it's on me. I did not have our guys quite ready to compete for four quarters, and it was kind of a matter of how the game started. We had two turnovers in the first half, and they got up 14-0, and that kind of sets the tone for a back and forth football game for the rest of the three quarters. And it was a matter of we had so many real little mistakes that we can clean up, but there was just way too many mistakes, and our guys saw them on film and were extremely attentive to what was going on and what they needed to fix, all eight guys on both sides of the football. So it's a matter of correcting those mistakes. You can see the mistakes is one thing, but to correct them is another thing. And it's been a good week of practice, and I think our guys are ready for a little bit of redemption to try and get another win in week two.
What has gone well in practice this week?
Yeah, I think, again, it's those little details that we didn't execute in week one. You're doing them in practice on one hand, but on the other hand, you like to see that guys are at least trying to correct those mistakes every single time, and read their cues, whatever the case may be, what their responsibility is. And, it's a matter of, particularly on our defense, you have to do your job. And if you blow your gap responsibility or blow your contain responsibility or your coverage responsibility, we're in big trouble overall. And that's what we found out against Boyer Valley. And they got eight guys who really know how to move the football in the run game. They worked really well as a unit, as a total unit running the ball. And that's what they did. And we had a couple guys out of place at times, and we had way too many missed tackles, in the double digits and missed tackles. And that created some big plays for them. And those are things that I think our guys will clean up this week.
Coach, when you look at Glidden Ralston, I don't know if they're similar to Boyer Valley in how they do it, but this is a team that wants to be physical and run the ball. They ran it 37 times and only threw it 8 in their win against St. Edmund last week. What do you see on film about how they go about trying to be productive in that run game?
Yeah, like you said, similar in wanting to run the football and establish on the ground. And then catching you off guard with some dump passes over top. But, a little bit of difference with Boyer Valley is they're not necessarily going so much north and south as what Boyer Valley did. They got a little bit more east and west going on, trying to get in open space. And they got some speed in the backfield with, they got the Daniel kid at the wing a lot, and they got the Rohrbeck kids both. And they got some explosiveness with their running, and they're quick too. So it's a matter of our guys, we got to be quicker. We got to have good first steps, and we got to be gap responsible much better than what we were last week to stop them from going north and south and then east and west as well. A little bit of a change from last week.
So that with them trying to get the edge, are they trying to get the big plays on you?
Yeah, well, I think, stating the obvious, I think anytime you can get the big plays, you're going to, but it's a matter of, they do such a good job on film, it appears, from week one of sealing their point of attack. And they'll have a guy split out and a guy in a wing, kind of spread things out just a little bit at times, to get their athletes in space. And it's kind of similar to what we will try to do at times as well in offense. But, I think, like I said, they seal the point of attack so well, and they're in good positions, it looked like on film. And then when we played them last year as well, they do a very good job of sealing that front line. So gap responsibility is going to be huge. And, eight guys doing our job in our specific defense is what it's going to take to stop the run.
Big game for Devin Ehlers last week. 13 tackles, 11 of those solo, 5 of those for a loss. Do you think they do anything to either go away from him, or how do they not allow him to be very impactful for your defense?
Yeah, I think, on our end, it's a matter of if Devin Ehlers is making a lot of tackles, that means we're doing our job, because that's kind of how our defense is specifically set up. And, like I said, I think I could see them maybe running a little bit of east and west football to try to get Devin stretched out from being in the middle there. But, then it relies on our outside linebackers to do their jobs and our defensive backs to come fill. and do their jobs as well. So, you know, and it, we got guys up front that will work extremely hard. It's just a matter of we have to work where we need to work, and that's being gap responsible and doing our jobs to kind of free up Devin. So, you know, particularly, you know, they might potentially run to the outside, try to get away from Devin, but, you know, if that's the case, we got to have seven other guys doing their job.
Coach, last week Johnny Risleman goes down. You're figuring out kind of the new lineup a little bit with your quarterback going to miss some time. What do you anticipate seeing from Glenn Ralston defensively, and what do you do, and how does the loss of Johnny kind of impact what you want to do on offense?
Yeah, you know, first of all, it's just such a tough blow to have from such a good kid. You talk about a student, then an athlete. Johnny's a great student athlete, one of the best ones we've had in years, and he's one of our best leaders. And it's just, it's really tough to see a kid who works so hard have an injury like that, specifically so early in the season. But, you know, we know we got to move forward, and it's next man up mentality. And yeah, you know, it's a matter of, you know, we potentially lose a weapon in the running game in Johnny, and same thing defensively. You know, he's crucial to be on the backside of things and oversee our whole defense with Wyatt over top. But we got to adjust to it. You know, potentially having Wyatt back at quarterback and being a weapon in the throwing and the running game, or if we have somebody else, you know, back there, it's going to be a little bit of a mixture of both. But you know, we've taken a lot of reps with guys in different positions, you know, guys in different packages to align things up, and you know, we're going to look to exploit what we can exploit on Glenn's defense. And we'll do the same thing defensively. You know, we'll have guys coming at different spots. We'll have different lineups in certain areas and in different formations and in different situations as far as down and distance goes. So, you know, it's tough losing Johnny, but we have to have the next man up mentality to beat Glidden.
Coach, first district game of the year last week was not won. So how big is this game and how important is it, even though it's the first district game of the year?
Yeah, extremely big, Jeff. And I told our guys, you know, last week was important to learn things, and we learned a lot of things with the non-district game. But you know, now you have to win, especially on your home field. This is our second game at home already, and the district's going to be tough this year across the board. I think it's going to be pretty even keeled, and it's a matter of you know, it's going to be tight for each game and each team, and our guys need to take each snap one snap at a time and make each snap matter for four quarters. And I think last week, you know, we. Essentially, I put it as we played football for three quarters, excluding the first quarter. And you know, it can't be like that with the team of Glidden's caliber. You know, they're going to come up fired up, ready to go. They got a lot of kids with a lot of energy, and we have to match their intensity.
Well, Coach, as always, we appreciate all the time here in the pregame. Wish you the best of luck. I'll look forward to catching up with you for the scoreboard show following the broadcast here tonight.
Hey, sounds good, Jeff. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Head Coach Austin Stolk here on the Mackey Motors at Tailgate. We'll step away, take a break. We'll come back starting lineups, and Todd Danner going to join me for the broadcast. That's next right here on 93.7 at KKRL.